Welcome everyone to the Within Earshot Radio program, a radio production of Earshot Radio. Before anything's said and done, I'd like to give a big thank you to my friend Tom Simister of Arlington, Mass. for contributing his architectural excellence to the design of Earshot Radio's new studio. It's much appreciated, Tom. The Within Earshot Radio program is available in MP3 form at earshotradio.com and also as a podcast from earshotradio.com/withinearshot. If you'd like to learn more about podcasting, visit Earshot Radio's podcast page and check out some of the links there. Thanks for tuning in, and tell a friend if you enjoy what you hear. Today, we're going to be taking a trip to the Gray Fox Bluegrass Festival, a fabulous happening that takes place each year at the Rothvoss Farm in Ancrumdale, New York, in the third week of July. That was this past weekend, and it was fun as ever. As I do each year, I brought my microphone along and recorded some stuff I'd like to play for you today. For some, it'll be an introduction to Gray Fox, while for others, you'll be sure to hear some familiar voices. Let's start with a familiar voice to any bluegrass fan. It's Del McCoury, recorded live this past weekend. Here the Del McCoury Band covers a Richard Thompson song, 1952 Vincent Black Lightning. If you have a problem with the low sound quality of this recording, you could go ahead and skip forward, but if you're unfamiliar with the story of this song, try to tough it out.
A girl could feel special on any such a light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled on behind and down to Knoxville let it ride. Said James to Mad Molly, here's a ring for your right hand. But I'll tell you in earnest, I'm a dangerous man. I've fought with the law since I was 17, I robbed many men to get my Vincent machine. Now I'm 21 years, I might make 22, and I don't mind dying but for the love of you. And if it should break my stride, then I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Taking young James 84 on robbery. Shotgun blast hit his chest, left nothing inside. Come down, Red Molly, to his dying bedside. When she came to the hospital, there wasn't much left. He was running out of road, he was running out of breath. But he smiled. Said, I'll give you my Vincent to ride. Said, James, in my opinion, there's nothing in this world beats a 52 Vincent and a red hair. Ah, they don't have a soul like a Vincent 52. And he reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said he don't have any further use for thee. I see angels on aerial in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave her one last kiss and died. And he gave her his Vincent to ride.
Dell, as always, was a highlight this year. Sometime Friday night, there appeared above our heads a little light in the sky between us and the stage. It looked as though it was radio-controlled or something. It began as a super fascinating enigma, but after some investigation, it ended up feeling like a bit of a hoax. All the same, it's some fun tape. Check it out.
We're recording at Gray Fox, and there's a thing in the air. It kind of looks like a LCD butterfly.
It just dropped.
It's back up in the air, though. It's back up in the air now.
That was down on the ground there. That was the closest it's gotten.
What is that thing, Sean?
I think it's like a batteries not included. Batteries not included, 2005. A little flying saucer. Red. And it's just having a good time.
Hey, do you guys see this red thing in the air?
Yes, we have seen it.
What is it?
There's a number of theories out there on exactly what it is. Kurt has his own theory.
About the red light? Yeah, I think it's connected over here, and then it goes off the balloons, and then it's connected to something down by that big top down there.
I'm gonna go try to get to the bottom of it. Just about over the stage, flickering like a butterfly flying. More erratic than a butterfly, more erratic than a dragonfly. There's a red light, and every time you think it's gonna go down and hit somebody's head, it flies back up in a big dart, and then it's afloat again, flying above the crowd at about 20 or 30 feet. Further south from this light and higher up in the sky is a bunch of balloons. They're pretty far up there, but I think they're connected to this red light. My investigative mission was to track down the source of this light. I'm gonna head down the hill. All right. I think I got him. I got him. It's a guy. He looks like he's fishing. And he's moving around. Actually, he's just walked away from me. But I'm gonna follow after him and see what the deal is.
All right, this might need some explanation. This guy here is holding a fishing pole, and hundreds of feet way the hell out there, at the end of his line are 20 or so helium balloons. The red light is clipped to the clothes part of his fishing line, and is bobbing right above the heads of the crowd. The fishing line it's clipped to is all but invisible.
How's it going, dude?
Good.
Can you talk while you do that?
Yeah, but I'm gonna move all around.
Oh, yeah?
Caught in the speakers.
What's that?
I can't get caught in the speakers. They'll have my ass.
How long have you been doing this?
13 years. Why are you interviewing me?
Because I think this is absolutely intriguing, what you're doing. Do you mind?
No one knows my name.
You can keep it anonymous, and that's fine.
I'm the balloon man. Honest to God.
So, what is that element?
It's an LED light. It's actually a light that clips on the back of your helmet when you're snowmobiling, so people can see you in the snow dust.
A lot of people here, I think, don't know what the hell
A lot of people don't. Now, on a nice calm night, I can float this all the way down. We'll see what happens.
Float it all the way down to where?
Right over the crowd.
Holy shit. Yeah, I see what you're doing. What, can you try to describe to the microphone what you're doing right now?
I'm just bobbing a light. I'm fishing for air. And when you let the slack out, it drops.
So now I know. Yes. You want to record me? Hello, how's the red light? Oh my God.
So people have found you out now that the light has come back.
It's no secret. It's no secret.
But how do you make it travel forward and back?
I'm reeling it in and out.
Get out.
Right here, watch.
This guy is amazing.
Now, to make it drop, all you do is let the thing free float. See it?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, now.
All right, so make it go on stage.
Trouble is the wind is too...
Hey, look.
To be honest, that light got a little annoying later on in the weekend, but it's hard to let anything bother you too much here. One bother that's impossible to ignore is the heat. It's always really, really damn hot on the hill. That's where Paul Allen comes into play. For most of the festival's history, Paul has been the Grey Fox Iceman. Or, more specifically, the Iceman. His signature call coming from the PA on his cooler truck has become such a phenomenon, they sell t-shirts that say ICE at the festival. And they sell. And people wear them.
My name is Paul Allen from Dracut, Massachusetts. And I am the Iceman.
I wanted to ask you, is that your voice or do you hit a button that says ICE?
No, that's my voice. ICE. Wow, look at the pretty girl.
She's pretty, all right.
Yeah.
You must see a lot of pretty girls.
All the time. That's why I love my job. Pretty woman all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. And you keep it cool. You always keep it cool.
I keep everything cool, man. I'm stay cool.
How long have you been the Iceman?
26 years, they tell me. If they tell me that I wouldn't get paid for this, I still go ahead and do it. You know, it is an awesome, awesome job. I just love it. It's kind of an entertainment type of thing, and it's great. I love it.
Do you see the same people year after year?
Year after year. We just call each other by name now, and over 26 years, we've been coming here, and it's been having a great time.
Are you sad that this is the last year on the farm?
Well, it possibly is and possibly isn't. It's not a definite thing, you know what I mean? And yet, wherever they choose, it'll be a nice place. Also, you know, be a good place to have a festival.
Yeah. And do you think you'll be there selling ice as well?
Most likely, if God willing, I'll be there. I'll be selling ice. I gotta run. Have an ice day.
People are always confusing Paul with the other Paul Allen, the co-founder of Microsoft, the seventh richest man in the world. That's a different Paul Allen. Two different people. Another legend of the Grey Fox scene is Tom Conklin. This is a guy very serious about getting a good seat for the long weekend, and a guy very hospitable when it comes to sharing his extra seat.
Hi, I'm Tom, and I've been here for about 28 days now. My wife and I got here on... June 23rd, we were camped in line down below as numbers 1, 2, and 3.
So you're the first ones in the door. And what does that entitle you to?
Well, we get these front row seats, and we get our choice of camping, which is the same place we've camped for about 10 years. We have about 20 different people that come and join us on the site, and it's great to see good friends every year.
You seem to know almost everyone that comes up this aisle.
Well, I do know quite a few, but I'll tell you, it's amazing how many people I don't recognize. You figure there may be 6,000 or 8,000 people here. I maybe know 600, so maybe 10%.
That's a strong percentage.
Well, after you're here for 3 weeks, you get to know most of the people who were camped in line behind you. The 3 weeks down below are the most peaceful time of the year. It's quiet. You get to sleep a lot. You get up late in the morning. You can hang out every day, go over and hang out with your friends, have a beer or two, sit around. Some of them sing, some of them play. I love to listen. I kind of grew up on country music, and bluegrass at that point was a part of country. Bill Monroe, Lester Flatt, Earl Scruggs, Stanley Brothers, and later Ralph. So... always loved it. Even what used to be the Grand Ole Opry on Saturday night, which was good music. Now, well, it's different.
Who's your favorite contemporary act?
Ralph Stanley. It's got to be Ralph Stanley. I've really grown up listening to Ralph and Carter. I mean, you can't get much better than the songs that Carter wrote.
As far as the up-and-comers, King Wilkie just played. How do you enjoy that
song? King Wilkie's phenomenal. It's great to see six kids who are so young, who are so talented, and have so much energy when they play. We saw them a few months ago at the Imlin Theater in Mamaroneck, New York. We saw them last month at Strawberry Park in Preston, Connecticut. We see them here. They're a phenomenal act, and we're always glad to see them.
Of all the acts that have played this weekend, or who will play this weekend, who are you looking most forward to?
Oh, I think it's got to be Del McCrory, number one, and Doyle Lawson, number two, Seldom Seen, number three, Maury Lewis, number four, and it's kind of hard to put numbers on them because there's so many great talents here.
You seem to do all right.
Well, I sat here right in my front row seats and slept at least for an hour to Sam Bush last night. So, I mean, hey, if Sam can put me to sleep for an hour, it's got to be good.
So good to put you right to sleep. Thanks for your time. I enjoyed talking to you.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure talking to you, too.
Here, a concert organizer sets aside some rumors, and we hear from one of the family members of the host family, the Rothvosses.
That this was going to be the last time we'd be on the hill, but it's not going to happen. The Rothvoss family has guaranteed us at least one more year, and I want now to introduce you to the third generation of the Rothvoss family. He's going to say a few words. Make welcome Dan Rothvoss.
Hello, everybody. I just want to thank everybody for coming. Just a fun time having everybody. Without all the fans and everything, we wouldn't be able to have it. So.
We love you too!
we just can't wait until next year. Sorry about all the things that were said. We didn't sell the farm.
You've been listening to the Within Earshot radio program, this week featuring highlights from the 2005 Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival. Thanks so much to my interview subjects, the Balloon Man, Paul Allen, and Tom Conklin, and to the musicians whose music was used here. In order of play, they were the Seldom Seen, the Del McCrory Band, and King Wilkie, who play under me now. You can find links to all their music in the show notes and at earshotradio.com/withinearshot. The main objective of this particular podcast, which will be re-aired in about 50 weeks from now, is Grey Fox Bluegrass Festival awareness. Grey Fox is about a lot more than bluegrass. Similar to the Within Earshot radio program, it's not only about music, but about good times, stories, and being bummed out when it's over. But there's always another one on the horizon. If you haven't already, please subscribe to Within Earshot to be automatically fed radio like what you just heard. And while you're there, link a friend from the link a friend icon on the podcast page. Thanks for listening. More real soon.